This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has called an all-party meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing West Asia conflict. The meeting will take place in the Parliament complex. Talking to reporters at the Parliament premises, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said, it is also the opposition's duty to play a constructive role during a crisis, but unfortunately the opposition is playing petty politics over it.
When the government calls for an all-party meeting during such a global crisis, it is the duty of the opposition to work with it unitedly. But unfortunately, the opposition is playing petty politics over it. This is Congress politics and they don't think about the nation's interests.
Republican Party of India AA Chief and Union Minister Ramdas Athawale said, during the meeting, everyone should share their perspectives.
As the central government has convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia crisis today, there will be a discussion on the West Asia crisis at the all-party meeting. Everyone should bring in their perspectives. All opposition leaders have also been invited to discuss what India's role should be in relation to the ongoing war.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made a statement in both houses of parliament on the ongoing conflict. He said the government has made the necessary preparations to ensure an adequate supply of oil, gas and fertilizers. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that around 1,024 new trains have been introduced across the country in the post-COVID period. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said along with this, 4,651 new coaches have also been added to existing trains.
Railways is the transport of the poor and middle class, and the government is focusing on providing smooth and affordable transportation services to them. I want to inform that 78% of the total seats in trains belong to general and sleeper categories.
साथ ही साथ जो existing गाड़ियाँ हैं, उनमें 4,651 coach add हुए.
The government has debunked news reports and social media posts claiming that LPG refill booking timelines have been revised for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana connections to 45 days. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas clarified that no such changes have been made. It added that the existing refill booking timelines remain unchanged and continue to be 25 days in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas, irrespective of connection type. The government has further reiterated that adequate LPG stocks are available in the country, emphasizing that there is no cause for concern. Meanwhile, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum have said that there is no shortage of fuel across the nation. In a social media post, they said that adequate stocks of LPG, crude oil, petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel are available and supply chains are operating smoothly without any disruption. Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-2027. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 in the House today, Finance Minister Sitharaman said the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives as they are at the centre of employment generation, production and overall development of the country.
We are empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives because MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives are at the heart of creation of employment for production and for overall development of India. So this finance bill supports them with very many measures that improve liquidity but also reduce the compliance burden and give them the opportunity to have greater contribution made towards first their cooperatives and then the larger economy.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated the Chief Minister of Gujarat, Bhupendra Patel, on passing of the Uniform Civil Code UCC bill by the State Assembly. He also expressed gratitude towards those MLAs who supported this bill. In Chhattisgarh, a total of 18 Maoists, including a top leader of the Maoist organization, Papa Rao, surrendered today. Among those who laid down arms, 7 are women. Papa Rao was a member of the State Zonal Committee of the Maoist organization and carried a reward of 25 lakh rupees on his head. And that is the end of this news bulletin.